Well, our vision at Mosaic Church is God transforming lives. And I absolutely love hearing stories of transformation. When we baptised Chloe from Holbeck on Easter Sunday, she said in her testimony that light had come into her life and that she'd experienced a peace that she was desperate for. And it was just so beautiful to hear. All of which reminds us why we do what we do. We want to see lives like Chloe's transformed by God, don't we? We want to make disciples that make disciples. You know, disciple making is really at its heart a call to come to be with Jesus, to let him loose in your life and then follow him into the world. It involves giving up your lesser gods and the things that you look to for meaning and purpose. Disciple making involves dying to your old life without Christ and taking up this new life that he offers. It involves submitting to the greatest teacher to have walked the planet and then obeying what he says. It means joining his mission and then helping others do the same. And the goal of disciple making is not just more disciples that we want that, but rather the goal of disciple making is to glorify God. You know, the Apostle Paul was so desperate for this to happen in the local church that his deep cry was likened to a mother in childbirth. I don't know if you've ever heard the cry of a mother in childbirth, but he said in Galatians 4, "My dear children, for whom I am again in the pains of childbirth until Christ is formed in you." So I want to ask you as we start today, is that what you live for? Is that the dominant narrative behind your decisions in life, to be a disciple maker, to be with Jesus and follow him into the world? Does it impact what you spend your money on and what you give your energy to and where and how you live and how you engage with other people? You know, at the same time, all our disciple making is informed by the great mission of God for the whole earth. The prophet Habakkuk said, "The earth will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea." In other words, the mission of God is to restore and renew the image of God in men and women in every nation, for Christ to be formed in people from every people group. And so that's why our vision here at Mosaic is God transforming lives locally and globally. Seeing lives transformed by Jesus is why we give up our time, why we run Alpha, why we invest in our triplets, why we devote our finances, we use our skills, we make sacrifices. As each of us plays our part, we get to see stories of change and breakthrough. And so to inspire you, encourage you again on this Vision Sunday, we've just made this short video trying to share some stories of transformation from across our church family. Let's watch that now.
Two most important things about how God has transformed my life since he came into my heart is that he's giving me that assurance that he totally loves me, accepts me as I am, picks me up when I fall, but also that he's given me a sense of purpose and meaning in life, and that seems to fit almost exactly with how he has made me to be.
Before becoming a Christian, I was really searching both for a meaning for my life and also for somebody to love me to the extent to which I really needed them to. And coming to know Jesus and the depth to which he loved me, which he showed me when he died for me on the cross, it gave me real freedom. Freedom from people pleasing, freedom from striving to need to meet other people's expectations of me, and instead to be able to live from a place of knowing how loved I am, and a new purpose to want to show other people how loved they are as well.
I struggled with low self-esteem. It made me fixate on trying to be a good person, to feel better about myself, presenting success, false confidence, and even lying to the people around me. But God's word reveals that he sees our hearts, and that through repenting and putting my faith in Jesus, I can now move forward to come to him with all my insecurities, live a life of integrity, and boast of Christ in me.
Low self-esteem really weighed me down, but God showed me his love by bringing in people that accepted me and showed me God's love, you know, unconditional love. And I'm really, really grateful for that because it has really given me confidence, and the confidence that I have now comes from the love of God.
I used to try really hard to be accepted by everyone, and I really feared rejection. I chased after many worldly things which I really thought would bring me fulfillment and acceptance, but truly it was only God's acceptance that gave me a true identity, removing any feelings of inadequacy or worries about what people may think, and I am truly free.
And Mosaic Church has given me a community and a family that spur me on. We do not live a surface level Sunday Christian lives, but our focus on discipleship and mission groups has meant that I have others that continually remind me of my identity and my purpose, and I love it.
Mosaic was one of the first churches since I became a believer where I got to see what selfless love looks like in action. And in regular church community, just regular people. I think that was the biggest thing. It was so encouraging to see that people just like me, who had come to know Christ personally, could do such amazing things and love with his love. And it continues to transform me.
Wow, Mosaic. God really used Mosaic in my life, and he's still using Mosaic in my life. Mosaic has been a pillar, you know, in my life. They connected me to a family that welcomed and cared for me like one of their own. And I can boldly say now that, you know, God's love is unconditional because of Mosaic.
Mosaic has provided me with a family who love God and they want to see his kingdom advance. And I really love living in community with people in Holbeck and South Leeds who are passionate about making Jesus famous, and that they intentionally live their lives for God, being his hands and feet in the community. Praise God for Mosaic Church.
Wow, weren't those stories amazing? Those common themes of finding identity in Jesus, purpose, God's love, transforming hearts. I'm just so grateful for everyone that's contributed to that. It just fires me up for our future and the people God wants to use us to reach. You know, I believe there's hundreds of stories like those that we've just heard waiting to be told. And as you listen to this, I would love for you in your hearts to be committing again to this church family, saying, here I am, send me, God. Looking to keep loving and serving one another in the future and getting on board with our Leeds mission. Remember, we've got an acronym that spells Leeds that describes our particular mission to the city. We're to love Leeds and to take responsibility for the 800,000 or so people that live here. We're to evangelise families and internationals and students and the underprivileged, building a diverse family together. We're to encounter God. We're to build a disciple-making movement, and we're to surrender afresh to God and to have prayer-fueled lives. Listen, that's where we're going for the next few years. And in light of that, as I returned from sabbatical about 2 years ago, now, one of the things that we have been praying about was the multi-site model, how effective it's been in achieving our mission together, particularly the Love Leads part of the mission. And we really do sense that God wants us to take this responsibility for the 33 wards of Leeds, particularly those parts that are underchurched and more diverse and underprivileged. And we'll do that by strengthening our existing mission groups to become more effective at reaching the networks and neighbourhoods that they find themselves in, but also through pioneering new ones. It's one of the reasons Pip and I are hopefully moving to East Leeds in the summer. We'd love to see something like a mission group started in Seacroft and places like that. So as we've reviewed our sites, we feel the model has worked well in South and Holbeck, but North and Central have had some challenges. North has really suffered from not having a local parish, so we've ended up drawing people from all across the city while still trying to be really local. So we've had this great sense of community, some mission groups have really flourished, but overall mission and a clear sense of vision has been hard. And Central, even though it's full of life and vibrancy, it's been a labour of love with its high turnover of students and young people, 80% or so in the last 3 years, and has lacked diversity across the ages. And so we've started praying about merging North and Central together. And so today, after much prayer and consultation, I'd like to propose that we do that, that we merge North and Central. It becomes a brand new site meeting on Sunday mornings, while at the same time we keep the amazing South and Holbeck gathering. So effectively we become one church in three instead of four locations, with the aim of North and Central coming together in the autumn term. So what do we sense God saying in all of this? Well, back in autumn 2020, as North and Central were really thinking about this merger, we were sent a word from someone on the leadership team at River City Church in Hull who didn't know anything about the merger. And they had a picture of a chessboard with pieces moving with these words: just like in chess, sometimes the strategy requires personal and team sacrifice. It can feel like you're losing in the moment to get to the greater goal. God wants to confirm that your strategy is his strategy. And so we sense for this merger for North and Central, while requiring sacrifice and changes in the short term, it's the right move in the long run and will move us towards this greater goal of seeing God transforming lives across the whole of Leeds. Also, Cam Dunson from our South Gathering had three words from God that she gave to us as sort of Mosaic leaders right at the start of 2020. Those three words were pivot, leverage, and reset. And this has proved so true for our situation. As COVID struck, we quickly pivoted by going online, changing up the way that we do church. But with the merger, it's a chance to leverage the disorientation of our meetings and reset those two gatherings' mission focus. And when we shared about the merger with our ministry leaders 2 weeks ago, one of the words to come from our prayer time was confluence, as in when two rivers meet to form one powerful river, trusting God's spirit will flow abundantly in and through us for the sake of our mission to Leeds. So why do we want to merge? Well, obviously, we think it will serve North and Central well, but listen, ultimately, it's not about us, is it? It's to give us mission momentum. It gives the newly merged site some strength to multiply from. It acknowledges that North and Central aren't just local, but citywide in scope. And so this newly merged site will be a base to start new groups in different parts of the city and strengthen what we're already doing in places like Queenswood or Kirkstall or Cookridge. It gives us an opportunity to share our strengths across the gatherings of different ages and energy and experience. So it's not that we can all sit back and do nothing, but as we all put our shoulders to the wheel, we'll hopefully see God move. It means we can pool our resources to invest in a building. And everyone wants a more diverse community, and this gives us a chance to model what we've been talking about at the start in terms of age, but hopefully a much more multicultural and multi-class church family. So let me recap about this merger of North and Central and becoming a church with three sites. Why do we want to do it? Well, in order to reach more people in Leeds, to build momentum for multiplication and enjoy a more diverse congregation. Why now? Well, the congregations are somewhat already up in the air with the restrictions, and so we want to leverage the moment to start something new. Who will lead the new gathering? Well, I will lead the team, and Tom Eaton and Rich Bradley will be on that staff team, while the brilliant Emma Mitchell will head up our kids team. What will happen to South and Holbeck gatherings? Well, they'll continue to play a really vital role in reaching Leeds, recognising that different strategies are required for different parts of the city. Some of the benefits of multi-site continue to lead to greater local impact in South and Holbeck and to the communities being reached by them. Both will stay a part of Mosaic and be released to build gatherings that are much more locally focused. How does it help us reach the 33 wards? Well, by merging, we hope this new site will just feel stronger and more able to start dreaming about starting new things like Holbeck in new areas of the city, particularly in diverse, underchurched areas of high deprivation, and also planting new churches. That's in our DNA. And I'd love to see us starting to make some progress with that. And we'll obviously do all of that in partnership with South and Holbeck. And together we want to see Leeds impacted by Jesus. Where will we meet? Well, because North is far more inaccessible, especially for students, and Central is a larger main hall with kids spaces, we're initially going to meet at Beckett University on a Sunday morning. However, we're actively looking to find a building that we can buy together. And the real strength of the merger allows us to purchase something like that. How will mission groups be impacted? Well, all of our mission groups will continue to run, but hopefully in time, new groups will emerge with a diverse mix of Central and North members. Now, I'm really aware that was like a lot of information, and change is always hard. And so we're going to give you time to process this. Nothing's going to be happening to the end of the summer. And by giving time, we want us to sort of move together with this. We understand meeting in the city centre initially will feel foreign and far from sort of being local for many of us. But the hope is that it will clarify where and who you've got a heart to minister to. And so hopefully by us coming to the city centre for that site, new works will spring up serving local people. That's the whole point of doing the move. And so I really do believe the new site will sort of clarify in our minds where and who God has called us to. And I want us to do that together. We'll also recognise that it's a big challenge for those that are living further out. And so it underlines the importance of our mission groups in places like Otley and Guiseley. And we really do hope that we can really provide for those that live a long way out, where they find their community and mission group, but a sense of, mission as we meet more centrally. We also know parking and provision for families will be at the forefront of your minds. And we're actively working on some really brilliant solutions to those challenges to make the transition as smooth as possible. But listen, our current setup hasn't served the vision to reach the lost in this city as effectively as we'd hoped. So we're rethinking. We're on the edge, I believe, of something really special. I'm believing for a new day for this new site, where there's more mission, more lives transformed, and more breakthroughs. And I think new leaders will emerge, new people will be drawn into our family, and it will turbo boost our mission to Leeds. You know, currently I'm working my way through the Gospel of John in my own devotional times, and I've just finished John chapter 6-8, where Jesus is in Jerusalem at the Feast of the Tabernacles. This was this huge 7-day party where God's people lived in tents on their rooftops. And that all sort of reminded them of God's kindness towards them when they were in the desert, when they were homeless, when they were living in tents as they escaped slavery in Egypt and slowly moved towards the promised land. God had provided incredible ways for them. Moses, their leader, had struck a rock and miraculous water had flowed in the desert. God also provided manna, a type of bread, every morning for them to eat, and also a fiery cloud that had guided them across unknown land. And so over the course of these celebrations, as the people overindulge in food and drink, Jesus stands up and says three profound things about himself. He says, "I am the true bread of heaven." He says, "I'm the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness, yet they died. But here is the bread that comes down from heaven, which anyone may eat and not die." See, the manna, he's saying, only fed you for a day. Instead, feed on me and you'll be satisfied for the rest of your life and eternity. Don't look anywhere else but to Jesus to satisfy your soul. He also said, "I am the living water. Let anyone who's thirsty come to me and drink. Whoever believes in me, as scripture has said, rivers of living water will flow from within them." Jesus is saying, believe in me and your true thirst for meaning and satisfaction and joy will be quenched. And water just won't come once from a rock, but I will fill you with my spirit to overflowing. And so are we, as God's people, overflowing, dripping with the Holy Spirit, because that's what's on offer. And lastly, Jesus says, "I'm the light of the world." When Jesus spoke again to the people, he said, I'm the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. See, this fire that guided you at night, Jesus says to the people of God, but my light will lead you out of darkness forever and always to God. Do you welcome that light or do you hide in darkness? I just love that. Bread, water and light. And many of us have found Jesus to be those three things. The true bread of life, life-giving water and the light of the world. It's incredible. I cannot believe at times how good our God is. I'm amazed at the kindness of God to us. So perfect a saviour. And it's him that we have the privilege of sharing with our city. Bread, water, light. It's what our city is desperate for. So let's worship him. Let's come to him with obedient lives. Let's run to him in these difficult days. Let him fill you. Let him lavish his love on you. And from that place, we share him with the world. He is what we need and who we are to share. And so as I finish this talk, I realise I've been really focused on Central and North. But listen, I love what is happening in Holbeck, who are in so many ways leading and modelling what it looks like to be radically committed to making disciples. I cannot tell you how proud we are of Faye and Hannah and the team there. The same goes for South. The South Gathering is serving South Leeds so well. I love the sense of family and diversity and desire to be on mission. Dan Chadwick, what a hero. I love his leadership and his core team are doing a wonderful job impacting their part of the city and they're longing for more. Places like Middleton need to know Jesus in a profound way. And I know those sort of places are really on their hearts. So what an amazing family to be a part of. I love Mosaic Church. I love you guys. I'm so grateful for all of you. And I'm so excited for all that our future is going to bring as we emerge out of lockdown. Listen, lots of information there. So we're going to be sending out a fact sheet to you this coming week. But if you've got any more questions, please do speak to your gathering leaders and chat and pray about it together in your mission groups. God bless you all. Thanks for listening.